Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, October 1st, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today. Fourth quarter to open with solid gains. Direct listing recap. And bank buyback and dividend curbs to go year-end. Leading today's news. Traders appear to be betting on a better October for the market as futures rally against the backdrop of stimulus talks and the signing of a stopgap bill to avoid a U.S. government shutdown. Dow and S&P 500 futures are ahead by 1%, while contracts tied to the NASDAQ are 1.2% higher, following a session yesterday that ended in the green. While House Democrats initially aimed to pass their roughly $2.2 trillion rescue legislation Wednesday night, they called off the vote to allow more time for bipartisan talks. Some investors are also hopeful that the recent economic rebound will result in corporate earnings that beat expectations when companies start reporting Q3 results later this month. In other news, data mining firm Palantir closed the first day of trading up 31% to $9.50 a share, down from the $10 open and high of $11.42, but still an upside to the $7.25 reference price. According to CNB sources, some current employees had problems accessing Morgan Stanley's ShareWorks system to sell shares. Meanwhile, work management platform Asana jumped 43% to $30.20 per share following its direct listing on the New York Stock Exchange. It opened at $27 after setting a reference price at $21. Due to the ongoing economic uncertainty from the coronavirus response and the need for the banking industry to preserve capital, the Fed has extended its ban on share buybacks for the rest of the year. Additionally, dividends will continue to be capped and tied to a formula based on recent income. The decision will apply to banks with more than $100 billion in assets and will likely come as a disappointment to lenders like J.P. Morgan, which had already indicated interest in resuming share repurchases. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed legislation that will require the boards of publicly traded companies based in the state to have at least one racially, ethnically, or otherwise diverse director by 2021, and more by the end of 2022. Individuals who identify as Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, Native American, Native Hawaiian, or Alaska Native, or who identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender, would be considered eligible for meeting the requirement. More than 35% of California's 513 public company boards, that's 185 companies, wouldn't currently meet the new requirement, according to research firm Equilar. Google's gadget update came on the heels of similar hardware events from Amazon and Apple, but focused on affordability and value rather than cutting-edge technology. Two 5G-capable Pixel smartphones were unveiled, the Pixel 5 at $699, and the Pixel 4a at $499, with the former featuring a bigger battery, faster wireless charging, and reverse wireless charging. Google also replaced its original Google Home smart speaker with the $99 Nest Audio and showed off its first Chromecast that features a redesigned on-screen interface, branded Google TV, and remote to control it. Commenting at a Financial Times conference, Moderna CEO Stéphane Bancel stated the company will not be able to apply for emergency use authorization in the U.S. for COVID-19 vaccine mRNA-1273 before November 25th at the earliest. That reflects the minimum amount of time needed to accumulate enough safety data. He also said that the company does not expect full approval to distribute the vaccine to all sections of the U.S. population until next spring. The CDC has extended its ban on passenger cruising from U.S. ports through October 31st, in a development that was largely anticipated. The date aligns with the decision by the Cruise Lines International Association to postpone ocean sailings in U.S. waters until at least November, while an eventual resumption is expected to include mandatory masks in public spaces and COVID-19 tests for passengers before they board. Executives of the cruise companies and CLIA are reportedly planning to meet at the White House tomorrow. Tokyo's exchange suffered its worst outage ever on Thursday, taking trading offline for the day and casting a spotlight on the Bourse's Arrowhead computer system developed in collaboration with Fujitsu. The outage was attributed to a hardware breakdown involving transmitting price information, while the switch to backup hardware didn't take place properly, leaving the market unable to function. "We apologize to investors and market participants for causing disruption," Tokyo Stock Exchange said in a statement, adding that it aims to resume trading as normal on Friday after replacing hardware. Calling it the first step in an infringement procedure, the European Union has launched legal proceedings against the United Kingdom for a breach of good faith clauses in the Brexit withdrawal agreement. If adopted as is, it will be in full contradiction to the protocol of Ireland-Northern Ireland, European Commissioner President Ursula von der Leyen announced in a televised statement. Should the UK refuse to drop its internal markets bill, the EU has threatened further legal action, while some say hefty fines or trade sanctions are even on the table. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, gold, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green, with crude oil slightly down. On today's economic calendar, initial jobless claims are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.